Yeah, so this is our first in-person recital since, December of 2019.
Okay.
Yeah, we got shut down a few weeks before the 2020 spring recital, and we've done one other recital since then. It was this past spring, but we just videoed it, and it was sent the video to the parents and whoever else. So we're really excited to be back in the auditorium with a live audience. It's scaled back. We have about 40% capacity, but people can come.
How many dancers, teachers, people are involved?
We have two teachers. It's myself and Caroline Crane. We have about 72 kids this year.
So still pretty big.
Yeah, it's wonderful. We're about half of what we usually have, but with half the amount of teachers, it's working out pretty well.
And you'll be performing Clara's Dream, which is just one portion of the Nutcracker, right?
Right. Yes, we've kind of restyled the Nutcracker this year. It's the Nutcracker Clara's Dream. So it all takes place after she has fallen asleep under the tree with her Nutcracker, and her dreamscape comes to life. So we have some narration, and then there's dancing.
Which is also part of the exotic, it take you around to different lands, right?
She falls asleep and she wakes up, and there's the battle between the mice and the soldiers. And then she's led through the forest and the snow, and she comes to the land of the sweets, where that's the main portion of our show, where there's all the different sweets and treats from around the world.
Okay. Do you want to reveal who the leads are this year, or is that something you want to wait for the big performance? Or
I won't say too much. We have some soloists. There's not your traditional leads this year.
Okay.
As normal. But,
okay. But the kids, they've been practicing for a couple months, I imagine, on this? Or?
Yep. I think we started, we got canceled the first 2 weeks of our season. Mm-hmm. We're delayed. So I think we started in October, and we've canceled a few other weeks since then. But for the most part, we've been able to keep going, and it's been short and crazy, but the kids are excited, and it's going to be really fun.
Okay. Anything else you want people to know about the performance?
No, I want people to come and enjoy it. And one other thing. So if you are not able to or do not feel comfortable coming live, there will be a virtual option. We're going to have it filmed this weekend, and then there'll be an online ticket platform that we can purchase those, and then there'll be a time to watch it online.
Okay.
And more info to come on that. We don't have all the specifics yet, but that should be up soon. You can check out our website or our Facebook page for more info on that.